Monday at the NovaCare Complex on Saturday. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Dave Spadaro along with Chris McPherson. The players put the pads on. The fans get their first look at the Eagles in training camp. And some really good news today as well, as Bryant Dawkins comes back to the Eagles as the recipient of the Nunn Wooten Scouting Scholarship, the inaugural recipient for the Philadelphia Eagles. We remember the day in 2009 when he left Philadelphia to sign with the Denver Broncos as an unrestricted free agent. And, of course, the fences have been mended since then. But now Doc comes back on an official capacity, Chris. He's now part of the team. He's part of the family, and everybody thrilled to see him.
So Dawkins can find the next Dawkins?
That's what the idea is. He will be a scout for Howie Roseman in the next year. And for Brian, you look, it's a bit, we'll start here. Let's start with Bryant Dawkins here because it really is a big story with the way he left, the kind of player he is. He's a member of the Philadelphia Eagles Hall of Fame, of course. For him to get back into the NFL after a career in the media, he's giving up ESPN, he's giving up radio. He wants to learn about the operations of football with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, I think that it's not just scouting. Like, I'm trying to grasp the whole gambit of football operations, of how a team is run. So I'm learning about the scouting part of it, the terminology and all those things. But sometimes it's either you have an eye or you don't. And I've been blessed to have an eye to be able to see talent. And so if I can help in that respect, love to do that, but also I want to learn everything about running a football team. Being able to bring what I know and what I've learned over the years back to this organization, not just for the guys upstairs, but for the players downstairs, I can have conversations with them from time to time. I'm not going to overdo nothing. I know how to give people their space, but I just feel comfortable. This is a place that I feel comfortable, not just this organization, but the football field, watching tape, having those discussions. I feel comfortable doing those things.
Now, Dawkins was a second-round pick in 1996, and he worked his way up the ladder and became a Pro Bowl, an All-Pro, and eventually will soon be a Hall of Fame safety for the Philadelphia Eagles. And he hopes to do the same here in this capacity, hopefully going from a scouting fellowship now to possibly running a team someday down the line. But the reason he wanted to come back to Philadelphia is you're looking at some of the great moments during his time here in Philadelphia. And is it a coincidence that since the days of Brian Dawkins and Donovan McNabb that the Eagles have not won a single playoff game?
Right, right. Haven't won a playoff game since 2008. Not a coincidence at all. And I really like the way the Eagles have kind of bridged the past into the present with an eye on the future after some seasons here of piecemeal football where it was, as I put in my column, roster musical chairs. The Eagles have signed a core of players, and they're extending that core. They want to keep them here and build some stability. And then they've also got all these very familiar faces, players who have done it in Philadelphia, Greg Lewis and Deuce Staley and Tim Houck and Bryant Dawkins and Quentin Michael. They know what it takes to win in this culture. They can impart their wisdom on the players of today. And, oh, by the way, the Eagles have a young quarterback who today was in his full jersey, his full uniform, the tempo high at practice, and I know that's what you want to talk about here. The Eagles, while they didn't tackle to the ground, had a good practice this morning.
Certainly. Now, is this the case every year, Dave, where the defense always starts a little bit faster than the offense?
Well, yeah, I mean, I look at today was, a sloppy practice at times. I mean, they dropped a lot of passes. It wasn't as crisp as we will see in the coming days. But clearly the defense, playing with the kind of tempo that Jim Schwartz wants, is going to take it to a lot of teams, including the Eagles' offense today.
Yeah, no question about it. Speaking of Jim Schwartz and the defense, he addressed the media following today's practice and talked about some key players as well as the importance of keeping a rotation at some key positions there on his side of the football.
Yeah, we'll be switching them. We've already said the same thing with our corners. We get those guys moved around an awful lot. You know, with corners, there might be a week where we want to match a certain guy on a certain player, and he's got to be used to playing right and left. Maybe an injury forces us to do something like that. And the same thing up front. We'll use rotation up front. You know, we want to try to get as much production as we can out of guys, and I've said this before. It's a little bit like those relievers coming out of the bullpen, you know, that are heating it up 98, 99. It's hard to do that for seven innings, but you can do it for, you know, a couple innings, and that's what we expect from those guys. So they have to be able to play multiple positions, multiple sides, if we're going to have that kind of rotation up front.
So the hallmarks of the Jim Schwartz defense: pressure from the front and take the football away on the back end. The Eagles think that they've got some depth there. They think they've got some ability to change the personnel around, give different looks, and cause a lot of havoc.
Depth is going to be so important, Dave, for this defense. I'm going to look at Schwartz's defense from Buffalo back in 2014. Mario Williams, an outstanding defensive end, only played a little more than 72% of the snaps on defense, and it wasn't the same volume as we've seen from the Eagles' defense during the Chip Kelly era the last couple of seasons. Meanwhile, you look at a player like Fletcher Cox. He played over 81% of the snaps last season, nearly 1,000 total. You look at coming off the edge, Connor Barwin, the edge linebacker in the 3-4 scheme. He played over 1,000 snaps last season. That's just way too many, and it's going to be critical for the Eagles to find that depth up front. Defensive end, you feel good about Vinny Curry getting his long-term deal, Brandon Graham, and the aforementioned Barwin. You're hoping Marcus Smith, I know it's a name that fans may not want to hear about right now, but the former 2014 first-round pick, I think will do much better in this style defense where he's just going at the quarterback and not having to drop back into coverage. And if he can be that fourth guy there coming off the edge, that'll really, really be great for Jim Schwartz and just add a little bit more pressure to opposing quarterbacks.
Yeah, you want really a hockey analogy, players coming over the boards to get after the quarterback and make it easier for those on the back end. Now, speaking of the back end, we've got the Iron Man at the safety position. We have Malcolm Jenkins, who played, 1,200 snaps in 2015. Never gets tired, never falters. Malcolm Jenkins will be a player that we're going to hear from when we return to Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity, in just a moment.
I got tickets, Metro tickets.
You need a Metro ticket. Talk to me, please.
How do I even know these are real tickets?
You know, you just touch it.
How do I know they're legit?
Is this leather legit? I mean, how do we really know? It looks good, right?
Is the Metro paying you to do this?
No, I'm paying myself. I got to make
that
profit.
Makes more sense.
Does the baby need a Metro ticket? I'll give her one on me. These tickets, they're not stealing your soul. You can look at them. Man, nobody wants to buy tickets from a guy on the street. I don't understand.
Hi, I'm Bo Allen from the Philadelphia Eagles. And this is the Allen from Bob's Discount Furniture.
We named it after Bo.
Thanks, Bob. You're the man.
It packs some serious power. Power recline, power headrest, and USB ports. Get the sofa or console love seat in dark chocolate or light brown, an untouchable value at only $7.99 each.
I don't know how you do it, Bob, but man, do I respect it. You know how players show respect after big games?
Nope.
We swap jerseys.
Welcome back. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson. We're from the NovaCare Complex. Eagles wrapping up their first day on Saturday in pads. They'll be in pads again on Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field. 10 o'clock practice time. Gates open at 8 a.m. Time now to talk a little bit more about the Eagles' defense, and we're going to do so with Malcolm Jenkins, who made the Pro Bowl last year, a leader on this football team. He's got a long-term contract. He's feeling good about a lot of things, and he sits down with our Alex Smith.
All right, Eagles fans, welcome back to the NovaCare Complex. I am Alex Smith, and I am very pleased to be joined today by Eagles safety Malcolm Jenkins. Malcolm, how's camp going so far?
It's going well. Today was the first day with pads, so we get to see, you know, what the real football looks like and see who can be physical, what guys want to play. So this is our first taste in 2016 in some real football.
What's it like for you as a safety to get those pads on? How much of a boost does that give you?
Well, I mean, it's just that opportunity to get those real looks. You know, we start to do the 9-on-7 drills where not only do we fit the run, but you have to actually, you know, put your pads on somebody. You got to get off of blocks and things like that, which is those are the things you can't practice in the spring when you're just in helmets and jerseys. So that's the physical part of the game that you got to start to get acclimated to.
So the pads come on. That's one of the big stories today. One of the other big stories is that Brian Dawkins is back in the building, hired as part of the scouting department. What's your relationship with Brian been since you came here to Philly?
I mean, he's always been somebody that's reached out and kind of, if he sees something, he'll give me a couple tips here or there. He's been a resource for me to kind of reach out to with any questions that I've had. And, you know, already this is day one he's been here, and we've already had multiple conversations. So he's somebody I know definitely, even from two vantage points, from a safety standpoint and developing myself as somebody I'll lean towards to ask questions, but also his leadership, you know, being one of the leaders on the team. You know, he's one of the greatest leaders of all time in this game, and so I'm definitely leaning on him in a few different ways to better myself.
Malcolm, it's been a really busy offseason for you. You signed a new 5-year deal here. What does that deal mean to you, knowing that you'll be here for 5 more seasons and to get it out of the way well before you're even in that free agency period?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little security for me, you know, just like you said, not having to go through the free agency deal and just being here, knowing I'll be here for the long haul. It makes it a lot easier for me to invest everything I have into this Eagles organization. It gives me a vote of confidence knowing that they see a future with me here. You know, and not only me, but the other guys that they're trying to build around, and it extended over the offseason. You can see that their goal is to build something, not just this year, but for the long run.
And what does it mean to you to be one of those guys, to be part of that core? What's being built here right now? How do you see this organization moving forward?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, it's like any successful organization. When you build for long-term success, you have to start with a core of players, a core group. And so to be part of that core group obviously is an honor, but it's also a responsibility. You know, these are the guys that they're going to call on to not only be the playmakers on the field, but be the leaders in the locker room, to set the standard, to set the culture. And so, you know, it's a lot of responsibility, but when you look around the league, all of the teams that have success usually have a core group of guys that they build around for, you know, a long period of time.
The fans have really gravitated towards you in a short period of time. What is it about your style of play that you think has led to that?
Well, you know, I'm an East Coast guy. I grew up, you know, an hour away from here. And I think just embodying that spirit, that enthusiasm, playing hard, somebody doesn't complain a lot, you know, that's something that they can relate to. And I think that's, you know, that's what this fan base feeds off of, a lot of enthusiasm, passion, physicality, and you know, it's not necessarily about who's the most talented, but just having that fight in you. And, you know, that's, like I said, being from the East Coast, that comes natural, but that's just something that, you know, our fan base especially gravitates to.
So you kind of have an idea of what this organization is about, being an East Coast guy, but what surprised you, if anything, about that you didn't know about this team or about this city before you came here?
Well, I didn't spend much time in Philly. You know, I really enjoy the city. You know, I live here year-round, so it's something that I've grown accustomed to really, really fast. And obviously, like you said, the fan base has really embraced me as a player, and it's been great. You know, I've enjoyed my time here, and I'm excited to sign this extension and keep me here for a little longer.
Talking X's and O's now, I know you've been asked about your impressions about Jim Schwartz's defense. Last year, you kind of did a little bit of everything. You played safety, you played nickel corner as well. How do you see your role in this system? Is it more traditional?
I think it's to be determined at this point. You know, I think we're really, and it was similar last year. You know, during training camp, I just played more safety just so we could get a true evaluation on all of the different corners, all of the safeties. But as we get closer to the season, we'll probably start to formulate, you know, what our best combination of DBs are. Selfishly, you know, I really enjoy playing that nickel position, playing down in the slot. But, you know, if that doesn't help us as a team, then I might play a more traditional role. I think we're trying to figure out, you know, who those next guys are. We got a huge battle going on at our right corner spot. A lot of guys that can play a lot of different positions. And Rodney McLeod is also a pretty versatile safety as well. So I don't want to take any tools out of his bag. So right now during training camp, we're just trying to figure out what everybody does best. And then me being the versatile guy that I am, you know, I'll just fill the gaps as we get closer to the season.
All right, Malcolm, my final question for you. I know it's early, only the first day of pads like we talked about, but what do you think the stamp of this defense is going to be? What's going to be that one thing that really sets this group apart?
Well, I think, you know, starting with Jim, it has nothing necessarily to do with X's and O's. I think it's just going to be enthusiasm and grit. You know, it's going to be a defense that flies around, that'll hit you, you know, and has fun together. And I think we got a lot of guys that enjoy the game, have fun, talk a little trash, you know, and and it's that's one of the things that I think, you know, not only us as players, but the fan base has been waiting on, is just that defensive mindset that's aggressive, that's in your face, that's having fun. And, you know, I think that'll be the hallmark of our team.
Malcolm Jenkins, thank you very much for joining us, and best of luck with the rest of camp.
I appreciate it.
And thank you all for tuning in right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thanks so much, Malcolm. Thanks so much, Alex. We've got more to go here when Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity, returns.
Love me tender, love me sweet.
The stronger the love.
I got tickets, Metro tickets.
You need a Metro ticket. Talk to me, please.
How do I even know these?
Okay. Three. You ready? Three, two. Thanks so much, Malcolm. Thank you, Alex. We've got more to go here at Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity. We're back in just one moment.
Love me tender, love me sweet.
The stronger the love, the greater the responsibility. But you don't have to do it alone.
My life complete.
Lincoln Financial helps you provide for and protect your financial future. Because this is what you do for people you love. Talk to an advisor. Lincoln Financial. You're in charge.
I've been an athlete for as long as I can remember. In the summer, I was taking a long bike ride, and when I looked up, a tree had fallen across the shoulder of the road. And when I came to, I couldn't feel anything below my neck, and I thought my life had changed forever. I was helivacced to Jefferson Hospital, and the Rothman doctors did an emergency procedure and fused the vertebrae in my spine. Now I'm back on the bike, I'm enjoying myself, and it's all thanks to the Rothman doctors at Jefferson.
Getting into the heat of training camp, Dave Spadaro, along with Chris McPherson, still no full-scale tackling. That will happen in the week ahead. Chris, we've got a busy Sunday for the Eagles and for Eagles fans.
No question. First, it'll be the one-on-one interview that you just saw a few moments ago with Malcolm Jenkins. That will be available on demand on the Eagles app as well as on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Now, we're going to take this show to the road tomorrow and go down the street to Lincoln Financial Field. Head coach Doug Peterson will address the media live at around 9:30 a.m. We will bring that to you. You can read Dave's column about bringing the Eagles home and kind of restoring the foundation of the tradition, the wing tradition.
Yeah, it's like the link of the past and the present and the future. It's all rolled into one, along with the way the Eagles have locked up this roster. I get a little sentimental about it because in the past, the Eagles have been accused of not embracing the past, and certainly in the last 3 years, there really hasn't been that roster foundation built that you kind of look to the future for. So I like what the Eagles are doing here. I certainly love the intent.
So you have the link to the past, and the link is where tomorrow's open practice will be. Once again, the gates open at 8 a.m. Parking is free. Admission is free. Tons of fabulous activities for Eagles fans of all ages. Do not miss your first chance to see the Eagles in action here in 2016.
And because of the dicey weather possibilities, make sure you're on social media. Make sure you check out the website. We will alert all the fans if the inclement weather provides too much of a danger for the Eagles to practice outside. So make sure at 7 o'clock in the morning you are ready to go as the Eagles get ready to practice at Lincoln Financial Field. We thank you for joining us on Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity. For Chris McPherson, I'm Dave Spadaro. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.